Hey everyone, it's Laura Molitor here again with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host of this weekly program and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. You can subscribe to this podcast and please feel free to share if you like what you hear. Here where I live, we're about to head into daylight savings time. This Sunday morning, we move our clocks ahead 1 hour, spring ahead. Fall back, which is an always helpful way of remembering what we do in March versus what we do in November. Heading into it, we begin to think about losing an hour, lost time, and that sense of needing an adjustment period while our bodies and minds get re-regulated for the new sunrise and sunset and that darn lost hour of sleep. It's a little exercise in jet lag while never leaving home. So this whole thing got me thinking more about time and how it can seem to influence us. We can get tricked into buying into that idea of loss of time and being a sort of victim of time and how it wants to play with us. I'm feeling like we can look at this all in another more spiritual and ultimately more assuring way. Is time regulating us and our behaviors and moods? Is time pushing us around, causing us fear, limiting our joy and our freedom? Essentially, are we subject to time? Is it governing us? Or are we subject to God and His perfect control, His consciousness of infinite and eternal, timeless being? I think a focus on time, either what's looming ahead or what's left behind and lost, whether an hour of sleep or a year of experience, keeps us from a recognition of the abundance of good, of life, that is available to us right now. Time seems to expand as we stop empowering it with our fears and attention. Likewise, time can seem to fly by when we're doing something we enjoy. It's our consciousness of it that seems to give it a quality of movement or of inertia. Time isn't in control. Time isn't either our enemy or our friend, really. It isn't our God. Instead of just springing ahead with our clocks with a sense of loss of time or that the clock has some control over our being, we can spring ahead by moving our thought forward and upward and maybe make it an occasion to shift into a new way of thinking, a new season of light and life that's full of that brighter day to enjoy and to cherish. Jesus certainly proved that time had no relevance when he raised a man from the dead who had laid in the grave for 3 days. The expected decomposition of the body over those 3 days was not evident at all. He didn't see the days as a loss of being, a loss to the man's wholeness, and so it never appeared as a loss of wholeness to the risen man. Jesus had many demonstrations of transcending the limits of time and matter. These certainly seemed miraculous, but he was always about teaching, showing us what was possible when we allow God to govern rather than matter and time and limitation and fear. God controls and adjusts things naturally, whether we are springing ahead, falling back, or just getting through the days and the challenges that time might try to put on us. We can release our fears about time and let God naturally bring us into harmony with life without that sense of pressure to accomplish in a set number of hours or to feel pushed by the years of our life into believing we have less to experience, less to offer, and less to learn and appreciate and share. Mary Baker Eddy defines the spiritual concept of day in her glossary of terms used in the scriptures. This is from Science and Health. I find this is a wonderful way to look at each day. She says, day is the irradiance of life, light, the spiritual idea of truth and love. And she goes on with this inspiring thought. The objects of time and sense disappear in the illumination of spiritual understanding. And mind measures time, that's mind with a capital M, meaning God. Mind measures time according to the good that is unfolded. This unfolding is God's day, and there shall be no night there. That's the end of the quote. Let's enter into this weekend and every day with a more spiritual sense of what each day, what time can bring us and what it can't take away from us. This unfolding good from God just keeps on coming, and no matter what happens in the skies or with our clocks, we're always on the receiving end of God's new light and truth and love. Well, those are some ideas that I've been thinking about, and I just wanted to share them with you today. I hope they're helpful to you. Let me know if you have any comments or questions or want to talk more. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week.